Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, what was the lesson we were taught two times last week? Once by Dave Brath, the congressional candidate who defeated House Minority Leader Eric Cantor, and again by the insurgent forces of ISIS, the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. And this simple but too often forgotten lesson applies in North Carolina and throughout the world. It is this: a committed minority can beat an enthusiastic, unmotivated, unprepared majority. In the case of Cantor's loss, we have heard countless reasons to explain the result. One, Brett bested him on the immigration issue, showing Cantor to be a weak and consistent and unreliable opponent of immigration reform. And then two, Cantor's work in the Republican leadership distanced him from the concerns of his congressional district, and it made it easy to portray him as a Washington insider. And then three, his efforts, meager as they might have been, to find common ground with Democrats made him more of a compromiser than many Tea Partiers and other conservatives can stomach. Still, the polls immediately before the election showed that Cantor had a lot more support among likely voters than Brat, by a margin in one poll of 34%. Then the voter turnout in the primary was 13.7% of the eligible voters. So a lot of people who would have voted for Cantor did not care enough to vote. And if he had spent his campaign funds to develop an Obama-like powerful ground game that identifies supporters and gets them to the polls, he, like Obama, would have survived to fight another day. The lessons for other politicians in North Carolina is clear. Even when you are far ahead in the polls, you better have an active get-out-the-vote campaign to be sure that the voters who would support you have reasons to be enthusiastic enough to get to the polls. Well, the lesson that a committed minority can beat an unenthusiastic majority also proved itself in Iraq, and there the ISIS strong-willed Sunni militia completely routed the forces of the Iraqi government. Although a majority of Iraqi citizens certainly would favor a moderate progressive government, they do not back up that support with the same passion shown by the minority Sunni militia who took control of several important Iraqi cities. Just like Cantor's supporters in Virginia, supporters of a united Iraq are staying at home. And when their military forces are confronted by the ISIS forces on the battlefield, they desert and then run home. Same thing in Afghanistan, where both candidates in the recent presidential elections were supportive of a moderate national government. But the smart betting, or at least some of it, is on the minority insurgent forces because of the passion that they bring to the efforts. And it's happened before in 1930s Germany and in 1917 and 1918 in Russia, where small minorities took control because the majority lacked their passion and ruthlessness. Well, whether you are a Virginian supporting Eric Cantor, who attempted to support Eric Cantor, or an Iraqi or Afghani supporter of a moderate government, you cannot expect to win if your opponents bring more passion to the contest. This is D.G. Martin.